This country, you gotta make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We do have a case study this week, right?
Yes, and it's about merging families. So I'll kind of tell you a little bit about the situation. We have Ray and Suzanne. They're 48 and 49. They're getting married. They have income of about $109,000. They net about $91,000. He has a daughter who is 17. She has a son, 14 and 12, and they both have joint custody with their ex-spouses. So we're looking at, what they should do. Ray's daughter, Pam, will be going to college next year, and he's going to co-sign for her loans. Suzanne's ex is remarrying as well, so the children may stay with her full-time. So the question is, should Ray adopt Suzanne's children if Suzanne's ex gives up custody? Should they combine their brokerage accounts? Should Suzanne's mom is 78 but in poor health and she may inherit $300,000, so that's a consideration in whether or not they should combine their assets?
Yeah, there's a lot of factors going on here, and anytime you've got a second marriage, especially two second marriages in this case, there's some complexity. It's much more complicated than probably the first marriage when you had most likely much lower assets and maybe no children and things like that. So there's a lot of complications here going on. I mean, the first thing that kind of jumps out to me is the debt issue. Anytime you do have to be careful when you're getting married, should you look at joint titling assets, and which could subject those assets to the other spouse's creditors. They're talking about Ray in this case co-signing on his daughter's school loans. How does the new spouse get involved there? Is she aware of that? What is the kind of what conversations have they had about the debt, the outstanding debt? Ray has some debt still from his first divorce.
Yeah, he has about $10,000 in debt from that. There are just a lot of situations. I mean, the one thing that you want to do first is sit down with your potential spouse and make sure you uncover all of the different financial areas. What
right.
debt do you have? Are we willing to combine these? What could it do to harm us if we do? In general, more people are likely to get divorced if they've already been divorced once. So that's just more of a statistic to just throw out there that's not financially related, but I think it just leans that you might want to be a little more cautious.
Right.
There can be a financial impact, no doubt.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
And, as far as whether or not he should adopt, I mean, you're going to have to get the other spouse's consent.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a pretty difficult road to go down, especially given the ages of the children and the fact that it doesn't give any indication of whether the ex-spouse is unsuitable or an unfit parent. And that would really be the only way that you could even look at adopting the children. You may naturally want to become the parental figure, and especially if something were to happen, sickness or death of the spouse.
But if they do not have a good relationship with their current parent or, their birth parent on the other side, and they, you're concerned if you're getting remarried and your new spouse would, if something happens to you, you would want the children to continue to live with that spouse, then that's a road that you might want to go down.
Right.
But just to do it for another reason doesn't seem very practical.
Well, one thing that you should surely talk about is their education. So if you're mm-hmm. going to be saving, or if you have saved for college, Jennifer, as you said, mm-hmm. I mean, really the communication is really key to this. Making sure that you've discussed who will be responsible for college savings and the payment and the rest of those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And obviously the one big area that you probably want to look at first and foremost is the will and any retirement account or insurance beneficiaries, making sure that those get switched over from the ex-spouse, assuming that you no longer want the ex-spouse.
Well, and not only that, but you have to think about, you know, if you're getting remarried and you're going to, you know, I think a lot of times people's natural instinct is, okay, well, I'm going to make my new spouse my beneficiary because if something happens to me, you know, I want him to be able to have it in my case, being a female, it would be him. And, but but what you have to think about is, okay, if something happens to you, it can go to him. He may no longer have a relationship with your children.
Right.
And then if something happens to him, he could leave all that to to his children.
Yeah.
And then it's not going down the road that you want it to go down. You have to take into consideration, do you want that money to go to your children?
Absolutely.
And there are different things that you can do inside the will to facilitate that. I mean, you can still provide for your spouse by you could have it go into a trust and they could, receive the income off the trust.
Right.
And then once, something happened to them, then it would go to the children.
Yeah, that's a common way to do it, is to put the assets in a trust that, a life estate for the surviving spouse where they could receive the income, then the children would be the ultimate beneficiaries. There's ways you can do it that would, depending on the level of wealth and the level of assets, to avoid estate taxes or at least defer the estate taxes if that's an issue. Is probably less of an issue now with the exemption being as high as it is, but those are just some of the things to consider. Obviously, taking care of the children is probably a priority, mm-hmm. So you should try to address that.
Right. Well, guys, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back. Maybe we'll answer some questions from listeners. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.